August 14th, and you're listening to Good Morning Atlanta on Business Radio X, a proud 2012 member of Central Atlanta Progress. Learn more about Central Atlanta Progress at atlantadowntown.com. I'm Elizabeth Gordon.
And I'm Dana Barrett.
And we've got a great show lined up for you today. We are joined in the studio with our new partners of the morning show, the World Trade Center Atlanta.
Woohoo!
Yes. Welcome, guys. We've got John Parkerson and Lilia Pastellacci. Welcome to the studio. We're so excited that you are joining us and that you're going to be regularly featured on the Good Morning Atlanta show going forward. So we're thrilled to have you.
We're so thrilled to be here.
Yes, thank you.
So we want to spend some time with our guests, finding out all about the World Trade Center Atlanta and what they do for members and all that they've done for commerce here in the city. But first, we're going to start with the news.
So there's a couple things going on that have nothing to do with anything, but I like to, report all the things people care about here at Good Morning Atlanta. So I first have to report that the actor who played Horshack was a Welcome Back Cotter died. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he was very old. It always makes me sad when people die before their time. I don't know why I felt like that. It has nothing to do with business or Atlanta or anything else, but just thought I should mention it.
But we'll appreciate our lifetime, actually.
That's right. That's right. It makes us appreciate the time we have even more,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And the impact that we can make and the memories that we will leave people behind
Well,
we do. Depart.
And Horshack. Everybody remembers Horshack, right?
Exactly.
Well, I guess if you're a certain age.
A life well lived.
There you go. I'm quite sure my 20-year-old daughter has not a clue who Horshack is. So there you go. But for us, there you go. All right, moving on to actual news.
Of the day.
Yeah, there are a couple things going on. First of all, it's been a banner year for car dealers, or it's supposed to be. The forecast is that it's going to be a banner year for car dealers, which is kind of interesting because obviously the economy is still not quite back to where it should be. But I guess people have decided, like, I don't care anymore and I'm going to buy a new car.
Interesting.
I know.
Well, people do get to that certain point where they just can't scrimp any longer.
Right. And they just start building up debt again.
Just because jumps out of the wallet.
Right. And speaking of money jumping out of the wallet, the Georgia lottery has crossed the $50 billion sales mark. Can you believe that? $50 billion with a B sales mark.
Huge.
Wow. Crossed by the Georgia lottery. Since its first year, which was actually 1993, the Georgia Lottery has returned more than $13.6 billion to the state for education, including the Hope Scholarship Program and the Georgia Pre-K Program. And of course, if you've been paying attention at all, the Powerball, I think it is up to something like $320 million.
It's a pretty big jackpot. Are we going to start to see lines?
I'm quite sure.
Store?
Yeah, I'm quite sure.
And around bordering the state.
Yes, and I will be in one. I'm just saying. Because for a shot at $320 million, I'm willing to spend $2.
It's not a bad payday.
Yeah,
I agree.
I could take that. My boyfriend and I were playing already. They're like, what would you do if you had $320 million game, you know? And who would you share? Like, would you give some to your family members?
No.
Right. It's like, where do you draw the line, you know? Like,
right.
Maybe your immediate family, you know, and then that's it. Like, the cousins, bye-bye. I don't think so. Thanks for playing. You can come over for dinner to my mansion. Otherwise, uh-uh. Anyway.
Ouch.
I know, right? Okay, and in more specific Atlanta news, this is kind of a cool one. I don't know if you saw this, but there's a new mixed-use building project.
The Ponce project. I wanted to talk about that.
Good.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
It's going to be called 131 Ponce de Leon Avenue, and it's this huge mixed-use project that's being planned by Faison is the main developer, I guess, but they're doing it in partnership with another developer, the Serio Group, and it's going to include apartments, shopping, restaurant, everything. And it's sort of, let's see if I can give you the location here. It's sort of North Avenue. It's between
it's right Ponce, across from the Whole Foods shopping center.
Exactly, where it's been kind of a black hole, basically, of sort of nothingness for a while. But now,
right, so I mean, that was the old City Hall for like a long, long time ago.
Right, and there have been signs about development for a while, but it's like nothing's really happened. And I think we're actually going to start to see some motion there, which is pretty exciting. I will not want to ever leave Midtown if that happens. I love that area. I mean, that's where I live and I love it. And now it's going to be even better. So I'm very excited.
Yes.
And also
a huge project.
Of course,
I mean, 1.4 million square feet.
I know. Huge.
A lot of space.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's also a sign of the times, right? The economy is getting maybe better enough that some of these projects, because we talked, I think, last week about the Buckhead redevelopment is starting up again, too.
Right.
So we should see some cranes in motion over there and some, you know, hear some loud noise and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? That's all good. That means
absolutely.
Business is coming to the
we
city.
We like to see those cranes in motion.
Totally. Yeah. It's all positive. So we're looking forward to all of those things. I think that's it for the big stuff going on right now. Was there anything else you noticed, Elizabeth, that you wanted to...
Yeah, that's the main headlines. Coke was exploring that F&N acquisition. That's a big beverage company over in Asia.
Yeah, I saw that.
$3 billion deal, so that could be great for them.
It's funny, though, you know, whenever
we
Coke...
get some more Asian beverages here in the States.
Which are kind of popular, actually, when people get into it. But and we'll probably be talking more about beverages on our Southern Hospitality show coming up.
That's right.
And I guess while we're on the subject of beverages, we can also go a little farther afield and talk about the fact that there's a new brewery planned for downtown Macon. So that
I saw that. These microbreweries are amazing. They're popping up everywhere.
And, I mean, Macon already is sort of like up and coming, and so this may just help it even get to the next level. So even
nothing says cool like a microbrew.
That's right. And we're, you know, even though we're all about Atlanta, we're all about the state of Georgia, too. So
absolutely.
You know, we're happy to support everything that's going on in Georgia. So I would say that's pretty much it for the headlines today. I think we should focus on our fabulous new partners that are here in the studio, don't you?
Yes, let's do it. So Lillian, John.
Now it's all about you guys.
Over there.
I know. You guys are going to have to start talking now. Have you had enough coffee?
I think I've had enough coffee to bounce off of these walls for several minutes now. So.
Perfect, perfect. I still have mine in hand, so I'll let you talk for a while I catch up.
I'd like to start by just having you give us the background and the positioning around the World Trade Center, because obviously it's a name that everyone hears all the time. People know, you know, I don't know how many people know that there's a World Trade Center in Atlanta right here in their own city, but certainly they're familiar with the brand, but... Tell us about what you do and who you are and who you serve.
Lilia, why don't you start? Because Lilia is the real boss at the World Trade Center Atlanta.
I'm
just the president. But Lilia, maybe you, from your years of experience there at the World Trade Center, you can give a brief summary.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Thank you for having us. We're truly excited to partner with you because... it will bring us more visibility and much needed visibility for the international community and for our members. World Trade Center Atlanta now, I think, reached that momentum where we are well known. We were a private club for the past 25, 26 years.
Okay.
This is why we didn't have any publicity, any marketing. And when the club was opened to the public in 2006, this is where the challenge began. people were
right.
Asking,
how do we take a private club and turn it into a public entity where it is all about reaching everybody?
Yes, and people were asking. It's New York, World Trade Center, New York, and it was a challenging time. The beauty of the World Trade Center in Atlanta and the significance of the organization is that there is no other organization which gives you opportunity through the affiliation with the 300 centers worldwide to travel abroad and locally, to use their facilities, to use the database, to interact with the members of other centers. Besides that, World Trade Center Association is organizing about 4 or 5 regional international events throughout the world where members are meeting, discussing the best practices, discussing the future, how to promote your center, how to build stability, how to build the business, and many, many, many other topics. And this is how we partnering with those centers locally and
so
internationally.
So you get that interaction
we
across
do.
All of these
yes.
World Trade Centers around the world.
Yes,
for
and
that
our members.
Global knowledge.
Yes, and our members have been traveling internationally. They they've seen and they've experienced that, and that supported our greater visibility and a stronger position among the international organizations in Atlanta and in Georgia.
So, okay. Lilia, can you talk a little bit about who the membership base is?
Yeah, the membership base is small and medium-sized companies, because definitely Coca-Cola doesn't need us when they open.
I don't think they need anybody.
Although we would like to have Coca-Cola, of course.
They're welcome to come, right? Yes, welcome to be definitely. A member.
And Coca-Cola have been our member and been our sponsor for many years, and we're very, very thankful for that. Is that just we specifically supporting and working with small, medium-sized companies which are looking for our services and expertise and networking around the world in order to grow their business, expand, or even establish offices in other countries, and vice versa. We have trade missions inbound and outbound, and through that, our members see the opportunities and see how actually we support this international business and the opportunity to develop.
Yeah, I think that it may help also to understand better what we try to do at the World Trade Center Atlanta by just telling you what our vision and our mission is, because it's what Lilia just described is consistent with the vision and mission. And when I tell you this, I'm going to refer to a note or two, because I can't remember any sentence that's longer than about five words.
Well, it's probably a very broad vision. So,
especially this time of the day.
Also, no. You know what? It's radio, so you could have done that. No one would have ever known.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yes, but I didn't want anyone to think that that's was much brighter than I actually am.
Well, yeah, don't set high expectations.
But the vision is to champion the advance of global trade, investment, knowledge, and relationships in the international business community. So what Lilia just described is the services that we try to provide, and that we do provide to our membership, is consistent with that vision. And we always have that vision in mind when we're putting together programs, hosting trade missions, whatever we're doing at the World Trade Center.
So let me interrupt you for a second, because okay. yesterday we had the head of the Polish chamber.
Right. The Polish-American Southeastern Chamber of Commerce.
Right. And so he had a very specific mission in general to, you know, facilitate trade between Poland and the Southeast.
The Southeast United States.
And so, but you're talking about global. And so my question is sort of, I know this is really silly, but at some level, what I want to ask is sort of, well, why? What's the benefit to the business community of participating in global trade?
Well, I think that when Lilia described our target membership, that sort of sums up what we are going to provide, what we provide to our membership, because often our members are those who don't have the resources, like the resources of a very large multinational corporation behind them, to know how to network in the international business community, to get the basics of conducting international business. So consistent with that vision that I just described, we have a very specific mission for our membership, and that's to enable our members to compete in the global marketplace by providing quality business services, innovative programs, and opportunities to build relationships. So we operate with some structure. We're not just a location where you might have a wonderful lunch or
sure.
or meet your friends and business acquaintances over some fine dining, but we also provide very nice conference facilities in which we host seminars and trade groups, so that we can provide that interaction between our members and persons who are engaged in international business in our community.
Well, I think you just hit on it. The one word really there is to be competitive.
Yes.
To
yes.
allow your members to compete. And I think maybe that is the point, that in this economy, well,
in this
modern
day
times,
age,
right.
Right. You no longer look at the market of your business as just outside of your doorstep.
Right.
You have
and
to be
not
looking
only
at
that, we have to seriously consider, which I believe we don't yet, that globalization is running so fast and so aggressive outside of the United States. And from what I've seen here, a lot of American companies still do not understand that. And they still feel that everything is okay. They don't need that globalization. They don't need to learn Portuguese language or Chinese because we are well here. Yes, we're well here. We're doing well. But the world is emerging. The world is going towards that globalization. And the more they will be ready, the better options they will have tomorrow and better they'll be able to compete. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
And our members have unique opportunity to travel with us, which they do. And we're very proud of that, to different trade missions and general assemblies where they are enabled to easier access the market, to get directly in contact with the proper people,
right,
to shorten the time of all these steps,
right,
and to feel secure because we do have a safe and secure environment for business. We do have a trustworthy community worldwide. All this is really significant when we're talking about the expansion, about international business. Without the established relationships in a foreign country, without the partnership, without the cultural awareness, it's very difficult and it's very serious to take in consideration while going abroad. And this is what we provide. We provide a secure office which will assist you with all this.
Right. Well, I mean, there's great rewards with looking outside of the U.S. and into the global landscape, but doing so without the proper knowledge would be very risky. So by having that alignment and membership in the World Trade Center, you're able to offset some of the risk that you might be taking. And
yeah, we mitigate that risk through our partnerships and relationships with other World Trade Centers. And that it's a very big thing.
You know, providing the knowledge is a very significant piece of what we do at the World Trade Center Atlanta. We have so many programs that we offer to the membership that are open not just to the membership, but to the Atlanta business community as a whole, and not just Atlanta, I might add, either. We have participants come to our programs from throughout the state of Georgia. Some come from South Carolina,
for example. I was going to say, I bet some people.
And some came from the president of Palm Beach World Trade Center, came for Senator Isaacson's speech.
And you know, that's part of the educational process that enables these medium to small size businesses that have an interest in boosting their international presence to come to our programs. You know, there's also a cultural component, too, that allows our membership to and others to participate in a little taste of other countries' cultures. Just as one example, in what is it, a week or two, we're hosting something called the Taste of Spain, where we'll have various wines that
anything
are featured.
Where you start out with taste, my ears perk up.
Wait. And then Spain,
and then followed by Spain. I know.
Like,
well, I mean, these are the kinds of programs that provide not just a networking opportunity for those who participate, but also an education, a glimpse of the culture of those countries in which they might do business. So can you imagine any better occasion than to network and get to know other individuals who have similar interests than to have it over a glass of fine Spanish wine?
And we took this even further. We are not doing this as our typical famous taste of the country. We actually will be teaching the sommelier, and she's a business coach. She will be teaching how to entertain your client.
Oh, wow.
That brings a new aspect. This is specifically what we want to emphasize and to make sure that our members and those who would like to attend will get from the event, besides the delicious food and
you know, and one of the things that provide an advantage for us is that we have excellent participation from the Atlanta-based Consular Corps. This is an opportunity for members and others in the international business community to come in and meet their consular representatives who can help them make the contacts in countries in which they wish to engage in business.
Yes, and we have very strong relationships because all the consular corp is a member of the World Trade Center Atlanta, all the consulates. And I would like to emphasize that John Parkerson, our president, is the honorary consul of Hungary. And he was one amongst other consulates and consulates which had the taste of Hungary. He brought the ambassador from Washington of Hungary and other representatives. They had a beautiful presentation. They showcased the country and showed the opportunities for Atlantans on what is Hungary about, how can we work, what do we need for that, and where do we begin. And all these questions are answered during this type of events. And this is an interesting model where you can learn, you can meet representatives of the country, and at the same time, you can have a taste, you can feel what is the culture about, what is the country about.
That's right. And thank goodness we have someone like Lilia.
This is like a mutual appreciation society. I love it.
It is. Well, I think it's more my appreciation of Lilia than the other way around sometimes. But she's a well-known presence in this community and a tremendous asset to the World Trade Center. And many of our, I would say most, by far, most of our programs, whether they're cultural, educational, or just pure networking, are through Lilia's contacts. People will call up the World Trade Center and say, we wish to have this event, or we have a visiting delegation coming in from, let's say, Macedonia, for instance, which is coming up. I know Lilia's going to address that in a moment, or Thailand, or other countries. And they, you know, automatically, when they're thinking about coming to Atlanta, they say, well, who do we call? Who can host this event the best? Who can bring in the most presence, business people that we need to meet or want to meet and to find partnerships? And naturally, to our great benefit, through Lilia's presence in the community, they call the World Trade Center and make those arrangements. So most of our programs, I have to say, come through those kinds of contacts. Now, we do have a structure. We have a board at the World Trade Center that has a number of committees, and much of the work of the World Trade Center also is done through this committee structure. For example, we have a programs committee, and the programs committee then independently will create programs that are internally generated because we've identified some need of our membership. For example, we've been working on putting together a program for next year sometime that will, through a number of sessions, will help educate the business community on the various aspects of trade in other countries, whether it's export compliance or just how to obtain licenses to do businesses in other countries. So we have these broad-based educational programs that we create as well.
Now, are the programs for members only, or are they open to the public, or is there a mix, or how does that work?
It's open to the public because we believe that it doesn't make any sense to close. We do have some programs specifically, some events specifically for members, but the majority of the events and the programs are open to the public because we are promoting the international business, educational seminars, and we want to make sure that the broader community of Georgia is able to attend this event and learn. And thanks to John and the program committee, they've divided these programs in a few categories: the trade, investment, and knowledge and relationship. And our events are strategically falling into these categories, and I would like to debrief you on the upcoming events, just that you will mark your calendar.
Can I interrupt just a second? Because I think we'll all find that debriefing very interesting, but what Lilia just said was extremely significant because she divided the categories of our programs
Yes, I wanted to ask how you came up with those categories. I mean, obviously, that you see those as kind of the core pillars that you need in order to be successful for international trade. Is that the idea?
That's right, because we want to ensure that we have a structure, a certain discipline at the World Trade Center so that our members know what to expect.
I would imagine it's tempting to leap before you look or in some of these scenarios and get caught up in the magic of, oh, I want to do business in Spain, and maybe not take all the proper steps unless you've got that discipline, perhaps.
And you know what? Not every member has the same interests either. Some want to just meet others who have similar interests so that they can form partnerships. But what Lilia just described, those categories of trade, investment, knowledge, and relationships, if you think of those four categories, are consistent with the vision that I stated earlier, to champion the advance of global trade, investment, knowledge, and relationships in the international business community. So that's how we arrive at those categories.
And so, what are the four categories again, one more time?
Yes, trade, investment, right. Knowledge, relationship.
Yep. Just, you know, I'm still working on the coffee, so sometimes I need a repeat.
But if you can picture it, we've developed a type of matrix so that we ensure that we have offerings in each of those four categories.
Right.
So that there's something for everybody.
Right.
Who's interested in international business. And now, Lily, I'm sorry I interrupted, because I thought that was important. When we describe the programs that we have, they're always with a view to fulfilling that vision and accomplishing the mission that we've stated for our membership in the Metro Atlanta business community.
Yeah, we had to set high our benchmark, and this is why we...
Yes,
we
had to develop it's a this. Tremendous undertaking, it as you've said.
It took them a lot of days to develop this.
It's not random.
Yes. Right.
It's not random.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the point. Yes,
all right,
and
so
because
what's
it's not
up?
Because it's not random, we are proud to announce that World Trade Center Atlanta has a new member, the Royal Thai Embassy.
Wow.
Of Washington, D.C. Yes.
Cool.
That's very
and
exciting.
They are bringing to us an event on August 21st, next Tuesday, from 10:30 till 12:30. The name of the event is Your Getaway to Southeast Asia Markets. And we will have in presence Office of Commercial Affairs from Royal Thai Embassy. We will have Deputy Permanent Secretary, Minister of Commerce of Thailand, Director of Office of the Board of Investment of Thailand, President of Global Source Marketing and Honorary Trade Advisor to the Ministry of Commerce of Thailand, and about 80 people from Washington, D.C. are going to be present here.
Wow.
For the presentation. Yes, they're bringing
pretty
a big delegation.
Huge.
And the sponsors of this event are, of course, the Royal Thai Embassy and the... Office of Commerce of Affairs, Department of International Trade Promotion, Thailand Board of Investment, and Tourism Authority of Thailand.
Nice. I mean, this is really like the who's who top trade.
Yes, and the interesting thing is, of course, usually we send these invitations months and a half prior to event. Within the first 10 days, the responses reached 200 people.
Wow.
We had 200 people registered, and I'm still receiving requests, and unfortunately I cannot even our board members cannot even get into the into the event.
I'm getting into
very
this
popular.
Event, by
yeah.
the way.
Good job. Way to pull strings.
You know, I really appreciate people with good sense of humor. It makes my day, definitely.
For
sure.
Thank you, John. So now, that's very exciting.
So that means that one's full. So we don't even need to give any information about how to for people to find out about it. It's
full. Unless you're coming with microphones and you're going to interview.
This is why you need to be a member, because you find out about these things
much
earlier.
Exactly. And we have a lot of events which are free for members, and that brings another little benefit, but it is a good benefit, and I will go back to benefits a little bit later.
Now, will you be videoing this conference?
Of course.
So people who can't attend can catch some of it on video?
Yes, Dana, as being the top organization, among the top organizations, sorry, again, modesty.
No, we don't believe in modesty. No,
we do have videographer and staff, we do have photographer and staff, and each and every our event for the past 2 years have been videotaped, and you can check our videos on YouTube. We have World Trade Center YouTube, and you can see pictures on Facebook or on our website.
Excellent. And your website is?
www.wtcatlanta.com.
That's easy enough.
Yes, it's easy enough.
wtcatlanta.com. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent.
Yeah, and usually after each event, we do send back the pictures and videos and some notes after the event that people will remember, and will put that information, will store that information in their archives. And another event I would like, again, I'll go briefly because we do have few very important and interesting events for the different companies and for the community. We're partnering with Macedonian embassy, and they're bringing to us on September 5th event on Macedonia, Land of Opportunities. And they are bringing Prime Minister of the Republic of Macedonia, His Excellency Nikola Gruevski. And John Parkerson, our president, is going to give welcome remarks. He is usually at the event.
John,
yes,
do you have that on your calendar?
Yes.
It's on my calendar.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Lilia.
So, yes, Macedonia. What's going to be covered at this one in terms of
at this one?
This one
was brought to us by Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. I would like to emphasize our strong, long time relationship, beautiful one. I believe in partnership and cooperation, and this is where with Metro Atlanta it's. What is true, it's easy. They're very supportive. They're like big brother. It's like a big brother for us. And there were many events which they would bring to the World Trade Center Atlanta and will support us. And we have mutual feelings towards them.
Nice.
In that sense. Yeah, it is nice.
I'm sure a very powerful relationship that you two are aligned because clearly different objectives, but mm-hmm. synergistic and mm-hmm. important to be able to work very closely together.
Yes. And as well, I would like to emphasize on the strong relationship and partnership with Georgia Department of Economic Development. It's the same, lucrative partnership, and a World Affair Council is co-sponsoring this event, City of Atlanta Mayor's Office, and Invest Atlanta. These are the sponsors of the event, and Prime Minister is going to pretty much discuss opportunities in Macedonia, because it's first event which we have on Macedonia. Typically, we do have the series of events, or every year the representatives of the consulate or the embassy or other business groups will come and promote the country. But this is the first event for us from Macedonia. Quickly, the educational seminars, we're partnering with the World Academy. This is the leading and training academy in the United States. They've been working with many World Trade Centers, including ours, and the events are always well attended with the exclusive information, especially for those who are doing export import, people who are involved in international business. And the first event will be on September 19th, and the second event will be on October 24th. And the description of the event are on the website. I don't want it to take too much time, maybe on this.
There's a lot coming up, so definitely want to check the calendar.
In a few minutes, I will let John speak about the Governor's International Awards and Showcase. Okay. Would you like that?
I guess that's one that's coming up very soon as well.
Yes, very soon as well.
Thank you for mentioning that, Lilia, because I don't have the date in the front of my brain at the moment, but I know that it's
got a pretty packed schedule.
And
it sounds like.
Another brief debrief I would like just quickly to make sure that people in Atlanta know that if even you are not a member of the World Trade Center Atlanta, we still will support you and will facilitate for you the needs, but it will cost you much more than it costs a member. And for that, I would like to announce that on September 22nd through 26th, there will be a 43rd annual General Assembly, which is hosted by Moscow World Trade Center. And World Trade Centers are true catalysts for innovation and business growth. And they bring centers around the world for this specific event to showcase the country. This is the event where ministers of education, of trade, of finance are speaking about how to conduct business in Russia, with Russia. What are the steps, what you wanted to remember and to know? That is a unique model, an interesting model where you're gathering with your partners from other World Trade Centers, and at the same time you're learning about the business opportunities in that country. Last year, World Trade Center took a delegation of seven members and non-members, seven companies who went to Brazil. The General Assembly, 42nd General Assembly, took place in Sao Paulo. Oh. And these events are important, they need it, they bring together the international, the World Trade Center international community, and at the same time, these are the events where you learn more from firsthand on how is that, how is South Africa doing? How do we bring our companies to South Africa? Even though we're in Brazil, but because we have good friends in South Africa and Johannesburg World Trade Center, we communicate, we discuss after hours, after the main program, all these important topics for us and for our members.
That is really cool. You're able to meet these people and have these kind of discussions and find out exactly how to do business in their country.
Mm-hmm. And the meeting for members will be in December in New York. Again, for members, it's free of charge. For non-members, it's $2,000, where you're gathering together and you're learning best expertise and best events and how to grow your business through the World Trade Center. And the event will take a place December 9th through 11th. With gala, international receptions, with free tickets for Christmas show. It's a beautiful time of the year to visit New York and to see your friends and to make new friends. And I strongly recommend that if anybody would be interested, including you ladies.
I know, it's please very tempting.
Seriously, please join us.
Absolutely.
And speaking of a gala.
Can I go back to that for a moment?
Please
yes,
do.
Yes, back to...
Because the only thing that I could recall about the date a moment ago was that it's in October, but the annual Governor's International Awards are October 4th, and I wanted to make sure that everyone had that on their calendar. That's the date of the event, October 4th. And this is something that the World Trade Center Atlanta has been doing for a number of years in partnership with the Atlanta Business Chronicle. There are a number of awards that are given each year. One of them is the International Deal of the Year. That's given to Georgia companies that landed the largest or biggest business deals of the year in the international realm. There's the International Trade Award. There's the International Individual of the Year, International Education Program, New Company of the Year that recognizes a new Georgia company on the international business scene, and a Lifetime Achievement Award. So all of that's coming up on October 4th, and that's an annual event. It's extremely important for us. And I also wanted to mention one other event. This year, as a little bit of background, was the 30th anniversary of the World Trade Center Atlanta. That's very significant. At our annual meeting in June, we had the largest turnout ever for an annual World Trade Center Atlanta board meeting. I think we had about 200% attendance at that meeting, because I know that there were many more individuals present than there were board members. We filled the World Trade Center with our membership, and we outlined for the membership where we've been in the past year, but also where we're headed in this year that's coming. And one of those things that we're going to do, and Lilia can give you greater details, is November 8th is the more social event built around our 30th anniversary. So we had the board meeting in June that recognized the 30th anniversary, but now we're going to have a gala celebrating the 30th anniversary of the World Trade Center Atlanta on November 8th. And that program's still in development, and that's a very exciting moment for us. And we'll be recognizing some key individuals who are members of the World Trade Center, plus some who are not members of the World Trade Center, who've contributed significantly to the growth of international business in the Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah, you have to remember one thing. The World Trade Center Atlanta, it's a family. It's a group of absolutely talented, unique, wonderful, strong people who are doing all the time more than they have the daily task on the table, who are really passionate about the international community, who are really passionate about to support the growth of state of Georgia. And when you see all these people together, excited, supportive, and bringing the brand and the and what can be done through that, you cannot imagine that through us you can see the world, you can travel the world, thanks to Delta Airlines and to busiest airport. But if you would choose the place in the world where to live and to be able to touch the international and the other countries, Atlanta is the place. And World Trade Center is the one-stop shop for those who wanted to be educated in trade or international affairs, who need assistance with business contacts and appointments globally, who wanted to have cultural, language, and other trainings, who want to have discounts on global services, trade mission cooperations. This is a very big thing, and I believe that Atlantans do not sometimes realize how big it is.
Yeah.
Being a foreigner, to me, it's a very sacred thing. World Trade Center, to me, it's really something absolutely magnificent. And I'm glad that we have a group of board members who are leading this organization to the next level. And
right.
I definitely want you to join us for the 30th anniversary.
And we should, before we run out of time totally, we should definitely tell people again, the website is WTCAtlanta.com, correct?
Yes.
And we're very much looking forward to showcasing some of your members on upcoming shows as well. So yes, that'll be really fun for us.
First Wednesday of the month.
That's right. You'll tune in and meet some World Trade Center member companies.
Right. So very exciting. Find out what they're doing and how mm-hmm. they're growing their business through mm-hmm. the services and the knowledge and information that's being provided.
Yes. And we're proud to remind you that Don Ely, one of our board members, was actually interviewing us and the our new board member, Melanie Alavi from UPS, last year. Just a reminder that you had already few people from the World Trade Center.
We have, yes, throughout the mm-hmm. other studios spotlighted lot of WTC.
And Jim Beach became our member as well, and we're very excited about that.
A bit of a family, too.
Yes. That's right. We're all interconnected.
Yes, it is. It is definitely.
And I feel like, I mean, obviously 30 years has built a really solid foundation, and you've done so much, and you really have this clear vision now of what the future brings. Do you feel like the next 30 years is going to be, you know, exponential in terms of what the organization is now going to be providing to the city and the membership here in Atlanta?
Definitely. I mean, we're seeing some very interesting developments, I think, at the World Trade Center Atlanta now, and part of that's due to the partnerships that we're forming that are providing some unique opportunities that we haven't had previously. And you know, we have the advantage of having a very well-known brand, if you want to call it that, through the World Trade Association. And so we're known globally. And if you're an international visitor coming to Atlanta and you really don't know where to start, often the World Trade Center Atlanta is the first number you call. And that's an incredible advantage. And so we're stewards, in a sense. We have to protect that brand, and we want to ensure that our membership benefits, that they satisfy the expectations that they have of the World Trade Center Atlanta because of our well-known international brand. Could I just mention one of those partnerships, and then I'll
Absolutely.
I know you're concluding.
No, it is. I mean, I'm a big believer in this relationships mm-hmm. pillar here, as we've all talked about, having these strong partnerships and relationships is so important.
But when you talked about the next 30 years, I just want to give you an example of the type of partnership I think that's going to greatly benefit our membership in the future. And we have a recent development, a partnership with the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. They've designated the World Trade Center as a, quote, making global local, end quote, partner organization. And that's a U.S. governmental agency that's going to use us as a resource, and we're going to use them as a resource. And what they do is they provide an international business partnership program that connects U.S. firms with foreign buyers. And so we become an asset, essentially, of the U.S. Trade Development Agency when they are approached at the U.S. federal government level by companies or even countries that are looking to foster relationships with Southeast United States-based companies. Well, this means that the U.S. Trade and Development Agency will then contact us, the World Trade Center, as its partner to provide those linkages with local companies that satisfy those requests from outside the United States. So this is very exciting. This means that we'll be able to do things in partnership with the U.S. federal government to sponsor reverse trade missions, for instance, where we bring in delegations of business people from other countries in partnership with the U.S. Trade and Development Agency and provide programs here in Atlanta. We'll provide conferences and workshops and partnerships, some training. And there's another significant piece, a second piece to this relationship, and that's something called the Project Development Program, which provides some grants to our U.S.-based companies that partner through the U.S. Trade and Development Agency with foreign companies. So if a U.S. company has an interest, for example, in and starting a project in a developing country that already has contacted the U.S. Trade and Development Agency for assistance, the U.S. Trade and Development Agency would come to the World Trade Center and say, do you have any companies in this business sector that might be interested in partnering or applying for a grant? And sometimes up to 50% of the startup costs for the U.S. company could be provided by these federal government funds, so that you get a toehold into a developing company and through this partnership that we formed with the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. I just didn't want that to go unnoticed, because I think that's a significant relationship that's just indicative of the progress that we're making at the World Trade Center in Atlanta. We haven't had relationships on that type of level previously for our membership, and this is going to be very beneficial and
yes.
exciting to watch.
And it proves that World Trade Center Atlanta has that trust, has that strong organizational model and basis for companies to conduct their business without any fear or any kind of problems.
Right. Well, again, as we wrap up, the website for the World Trade Center Atlanta is WTCAtlanta.com, and we're going to hear a lot more about the World Trade Center over the upcoming weeks and months.
Thanks so much, John and Lilia, for coming in.
Thank you, ladies.
Well, thank you for having us.
I have a couple of quick updates on things going around downtown, which we like to always do before we wrap up. Of course, I always have to mention that it's Food Truck Wednesday over at Underground Atlanta, and I swear I'm going to get over there one of these days. Two other things I wanted to mention. There's a conference starting called the Living Walls Conference, starts today, and it's a week-long thing in which 26 artists will visually activate our urban landscape, and it's the first all-female street art conference of its kind. So very cool for women, and very cool for the art world, and very cool for Atlanta. So if you want to know more about that, go to atlantadowntown.com. And then also the city, I think, I'm not sure exactly who's putting this on. Again, more information on Central Atlanta Progress's website about it, but it's called the Get on the Bus Affordable Housing and Workshop and Tour, and it's this Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30. But the really cool thing about it is they take you around, they show you some affordable housing and things like that. I think they're trying to kind of get the housing market re-energized. But the cool thing is you could actually be eligible to receive up to $40,000 in down payment assistance to purchase a home. So if you're looking to buy, this would be a good thing to get involved in. Again, you can check out more details on that on the Central Atlanta Progress website.
Super cool.
Yeah,
thanks,
very
Dana.
Cool. Sure. So I think
Well, up next we've got Southern Hospitality. Mike Hanmer is going to be joining us with Legacy Restaurant Partners, and we're going to hear all about the Glen Hotel as well as some of the other properties that they have acquired and new restaurant concepts they are launching.
So that is our show. I'm Dana Barrett.
And I'm Elizabeth Gordon.
And you've been listening to Business Radio X, a proud 2012 member of Central Atlanta Progress, where you can learn all about what's going on at atlantadowntown.com. We will see you next week.